It's time for our Healthy Living Medical Program, and in the studio I have Rainey Fick, ageless educator and trainer in South Africa. Rainey, good morning.
Good morning, Amelia.
How are you?
I'm very well. I'm always well.
It's finally Friday.
Finally, my favorite day.
It's also my favorite day. Rainey, I was interested to hear about ageless grace. I did not know anything about it before. Do you mind explaining what is it?
Of course, I'd love that. Ageless Grace is an exercise program that is done seated in a chair to your favorite music, and in which you actually exercise every single system in your body, and you have the safety of sitting down while you do it.
You can actually sit in a chair.
You sit in a chair, and this is why it can be done any age, any ability really, almost any ability. It can also be done lying down in a bed.
That's for me, because I get so lazy when I think, oh, I have to exercise. I just want to lie in my bed.
Wow.
So you can do it in your bed.
You can actually, but ideal is to sit down because you're comfortable, you're seated, you're completely working everything from the core area. And whatever you move, you're actually massaging your organs. You actually have an amazing point of energy when you sit in a chair. Downwards and upwards.
Okay. Well, the listeners can't see you. There's a camera, but it's not TV. But you're a perfect example of health if I look at you. So obviously you train and you do this yourself.
Absolutely. I love it. I give classes myself. I train people to do what I do. That's my passion, really. I give trainings. I give talks. I do for the corporate world, in hospitals, conferences. I give talks, and then I tell about Ageless Grace, and I always do a demonstration for about half an hour, because Ageless Grace needs to be experienced.
Absolutely.
So I love it if people actually do it with me, and I see how their faces start to shine and how their body becomes energetic and how they just love it. It's like a party in a chair.
And I love the idea that you say you do it with music.
Of course, that's the most important
thing.
Tell
us about the music. Do you pick the music when you do classes, for instance?
I pick the music. I never do the same things in any one song ever, because this is part of the secret of Ageless Grace, is that you actually engage all five brain areas, mm-hmm. which is why this is anti-aging. So what happens is I pick songs that have one of the five brain functions. Usually it's memory recall. Some of them are creative. And then I have tools that I use that I work on the song. And the people don't know this, but I work the spine, I work the joints, I work the whole body system. And we move, we dance, we work in the garden, we do chores, household chores, we do everything that we do since we were little and then stop doing for some reason, which then actually kicks in the aging process. So what I do is I do this seated in a chair to wonderful music, which is an immediate memory recall for people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's totally relaxing. And as you know yourself, music gives you wings.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So I work with that freedom that I get from the people then. And the anti-aging comes in when people actually tap into what I call the science of neuroplasticity, which is what Ageless Grace is based upon, where you actually engage your brain and your body simultaneously at the same time and play with it. So yeah. What we're doing in a chair, we're at children again, and we're just having fun, and we play, and we lose inhibitions.
I was just going to say, I think at some stage our life gets so busy that you stop playing.
That is actually so true. You know, to children, play is learning. And we think we have to be serious and not play, and then we have to stop learning and then play, where it's actually connected.
You can do it together.
In a marvelous way. The best way to learn anything is through play.
I love the idea that you say you can stay seated, because I know friends who won't go to a class because they say, oh no, they'll look at my thighs. Oh no, they'll look at my tummy. So if you sit down, you just look like everybody else.
Oh, Anelia, that's one of the things that was so appealing for me to do, because I'm tall and I'm lean, and usually people look at me if I give a class and they say, oh, you know, we will never be able to do that. And when we sit down, we level. We're all on the one.
Absolutely.
And we just face each other, and there's this joy that comes from the class. There's this amazing, rewarding feeling for me when I actually see the people engaging with me. And it just puts us on the same
level.
Mm. And people feel safe when they sit.
I think that is the thing. Yeah. It's like when you deal with a child, is to go down to their level. They feel comfortable.
Great. Absolutely.
They don't feel sort of dominated by this tall, huge human being.
And we're all children somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah. It never goes away.
Oh, wonderful. Now, where does this come from? Is this a South African?
It is written by a friend of mine, Denise Medved, from America. She has written the program when she noticed over years how both her parents aged and the difference in being moving and engaging in the joy of movement and just being stagnant and not moving at all. And she saw how the difference of her parents were when they actually passed away. And she wrote the program over 6 years, 7 years, more or less at the same time than the science of neuroplasticity was discovered, which is the science where you are actually in charge of how you actually age, which means you decide and then actually engage in the thing that you actually decide. And what happens is she noticed the aging of her parents and decided there has to be a better way. And she wrote this program specifically for the 50-plus group. And it turned out that most of my classes initially were filled with people 30-something, even 20-somethings. And at the time, there's also Ageless Grace for kids, which is very relevant. And it is, in Germany, for instance, it is actually implemented in the school system because of the alertness of the brain after an exercise class with the music and the body and the brain engaging and the absolutely upliftment that comes with it.
I totally agree with what you're explaining, because I have my days when I'm tired, I don't want to do anything, and I have a wonderful dog, and he begs for a walk. And when I do take him for a walk around the block and we go through the forest and I come back, I do feel energized. So it definitely does something for you to be moving.
Absolutely. And then, of course, the dog energy.
Yes, the dog energy.
Which is like, dogs are this totally grounded. Animals are totally grounded. They are this wonderful balancing energy.
And they always love you.
Yeah, isn't that great?
I'm talking to Rainey Fick, educator and trainer of this Ageless Grace. Now, can anybody be trained to do these classes? You said you do train people.
Yes, absolutely. Any age and anybody, and you don't need any prior qualifications of any kind of movement form. What you do need is you need to come to me for a 12 and a half hour training, which is a day and a half. And then I teach you everything you need to know to actually be able to give a class. And then you get a certificate. And you are able then to earn money if you wanted to. I have done a lot of traveling and I've done a lot of classes and demonstrations everywhere for 2 years now to actually introduce Ageless Grace into our country, because it was really brand new when I started out. And wherever I go, it absolutely doesn't matter. There is a huge need for classes.
Oh, I can just
imagine.
People
always ask me when I finish my talk and my demonstration, they say, oh, but where can we do this?
Yes.
And I have a webpage where I actually advertise the people that I've trained and that are actually actively doing this. For people all over the country to find a class in.
You will have to. We're going to end with that, please, because I can already see people itching to phone. Where can they find you? Now, how long have you been doing this? You say 2 years you've been giving talks?
I have been doing it for 2 years, yes, and I was giving talks. I was giving loads of classes and many, many demonstrations. I'm invited most of the time. I was involved with the medical, especially the diabetes associated practitioners. I gave a lot of demonstrations in retirement villages. And of course, everywhere where I'm invited, I go and I do it. It's a passion for me.
I can see that.
I love it when I see this spark coming up in people again, and I can see this already is just so anti-aging. Just that spark that you allow, and then when you actually realize that there's something that you can do.
You don't necessarily need a facelift and a tummy tuck.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely. No, don't go there. You just need to align yourself, downstream and flow with it.
I love that. And you mentioned retirement homes. I know whenever we visit individually or as a group a retirement home, the aged or the more mature, their faces light up and they are so, I think, energized by what you bring. It's so unfair to expect them to just sit there and wait to die, to put it bluntly.
Oh, I have such a heart for the aged, such a heart for them. You know, I'm very privileged. I get everybody's mom and dad to come and play with me. That's such a privilege I have. And then they are such an amazing group of people. They have all this knowledge. They have all this life experience. Mm. They have all this wonderful extension of life that they have gone through, and then they are somehow considered not able. I don't get that. And the truth is, really, my dream was always to dance with the elder people, to get them to see how totally precious they are, how utterly worthwhile it is to be alive still, and they have so much to give and
so much wisdom.
They have the wisdom. Mm. They have the insight. They are not so chaste anymore. They have been there.
Yes.
They have the time. I have a heart for them so much. And I want my dream is to train 1,000 people. Is that big?
Well, you must dream big.
I have a dream to train 1,000 people to change the face of aging in South Africa.
Absolutely. And as you said, in a natural way.
In a wonderful, organic, natural, playful, happy way.
I can't imagine anything more worthwhile than what you're doing. Now, I just want to ask you as well, you mentioned the age. Now, if you have somebody in a wheelchair, and I've actually seen somebody dance in a wheelchair, he nearly fell over. How possible is that for somebody who's disabled to be part of this?
Oh, absolutely. I've had people in wheelchairs sitting in my audience. And what happens is you see lots of exercise or one part of your brain function is your imagination. So you are able to move whatever you do. I swim with them and we do all the movements. And what I do with my legs and they imagine they're doing with their legs is basically the same. Your brain has no idea what is the truth or not. Your brain just gets a thought and the thought actually stimulates the rest of you. So what happens is your imagination is really a very, very powerful powerful thing. And you change your brain. The science of neuroplasticity explains it really very nicely. When you learn something new, you create a neuropath in your brain. When you do that again, the neuropath grows a little bit.
Okay.
That begins to be your habit.
Right.
In the end, it is so worked out that you just fall into it automatically. Then what happens? You become kind of dignified. You decide this is not suitable for you. You've grown up now. You need to walk slower and so on and so forth. And you actually really, the neural pathways that you have created, they retract themselves until they totally close up again. When you start doing, for instance, I swim with people that haven't swum in 20 years. I swim in a chair and we swim front and back and backstroke and paddle and we lie and we do the doggy crawl and everything. They haven't swum before, but that neural pathway that has closed down opens again.
Up.
That's anti-aging. Mm.
You know what I'm seeing in my imagination that you're talking is that path, you don't use it anymore and the weeds start growing and it's totally overgrown and eventually you can't go down that path anymore because you haven't used it.
Exactly.
Now you've got to hack it open again.
And the truth is, it's very easy. Once you've already had done it as a child or a person in your life, it's very easy that it opens again. So it's like riding the bike. You haven't ridden the bike for a long time. When you get onto it,
comes back.
You just get onto that bike. And I was riding the bike the other day. I haven't done that for a long, long time. And I was going downhill and I just let my arms loose. And it came back to me like in no time how I could do this. Mm. I've forgotten to do this. And there I was doing it.
Isn't that the pity of especially in 2014, the pace that we live at? The social media, the internet, the rush, everything is instant, that we actually forget, as you say, to go and sit down and say, right, great music, and I have to take care of myself.
Oh, isn't that is an issue of this age?
I know.
We are actually very cruel to ourselves, not looking enough after ourselves.
Yeah.
We should love ourselves. I tell people how beautiful they are. I tell people in the class, touch yourself and love what you touch.
Yes.
It's so important. Yeah. It's the most wonderful thing that you can do is love yourself.
Oh, why didn't I meet you 30 years ago?
Oh, isn't it great? I'm just meeting you right now.
Wonderful. Rainey, you please have to give us your website or your Facebook or wherever people can get in touch with you.
I tell you what I do. It's way easier to give my Facebook page because on my Facebook page, my link to my webpage is there. It is Ageless Grace with Rainey. Facebook Ageless Grace with Rainey.
You'll have to spell Rainey for them.
R-E-I-N-I.
So and then they can follow the link.
Then they can follow the link. And on my link is also my trainings. I'm going to do a big training in Johannesburg in September.
Mm-hmm.
It is a training to become an educator we call it in South Africa, we call it a teacher like I am. I'm going to do a training in Cape Town in March next year.
Only in March.
Oh, I've just done a training.
Okay.
I'm going to focus on Johannesburg and then in March next year. And they can all find that on my webpage or on my Facebook page even. And even phone me. My number and everything is there.
Okay.
I can give it to you.
All right.
If you wanted it, it's 083-391-2282.
Right, it's 083-391-2282,
That's
if I
right.
got it right. It's wonderful. I wish I could keep you here. And you said something earlier that I totally agree with, and that is this should be implemented at school level.
Wow, that's ideal. You know, the kids today, they don't live like we do. They have become very, very wonderfully extended with technology, but they don't play physically that much anymore. And Ageless Grace is an amazing way for kids also to uplift. When someone is trained to be a teacher, then there is a kids play shop that I do that they can also then qualify to actually teach children. And what happens is children have actually begun to grow differently. The shapes of the back and everything is different because we have this position that they are in when they're playing so much computer. You know, it is said, Denise mentioned that in America, this is probably the first generation. Was it Denise? I must be careful now. That it is the first generation where the kids will actually not outlive their parents.
That's
really a big possibility for that.
Okay.
And it's the obesity, it's the sitting, it's the eating wrong. Mm. It's basically, for me, it's the not moving and not having fun and not enough playing. Not loving themselves while they do it.
And you know, I have a little granddaughter. She's 8. She's playing netball and she loves running, but not much else, although she walks with me when I do walks. But there's a lot of her little friends who won't go play netball or won't go running because of their body shape or because they're self-conscious. Now, again, sitting in a chair, you don't have to feel self-conscious. You don't have to say, oh, but, you know, I'm too thin or I'm too whatever. You just sit in the chair and enjoy yourself. I can just see the kiddies.
You know, whoever does Ageless Grace with me goes home and plays like that with their grandchildren. It's a wonderful thing to do. Put on music and play with them. Mm. They love this. Sometimes somebody brings their daughter or their grandchild along to a class and, oh, the kids, they want to be right here in front of me and they are playing. I can see how they enjoy it, you know. It's a wonderful way. Ageless grace is a wonderful way where the age bridge is gapped between the grandmother and the mother and the child, because you can sit together and play together. You know, I have a certain tool that I use in a class. I put on the music, and then one tool I do is my dance party tool that I use. Then I know I engage the whole body of the person, and we let the emotions fly. And then we dance, we charleston and we cha-cha and we kick. And then one of them might say, okay, now take your granddaughter by the hand. And she's, remember, she's small, so you have to bend down a little bit. And she likes to swirly. Mm. And then do this with this arm. And then your little grandson doesn't want that. He just wants you to dance with him and jive with him. And I can see the grandparents go home, and they do this with their little grandchildren.
And I'm sure it forms a new bond as well.
Who doesn't want to be played with? Who doesn't want to dance with your grandmother?
And we can learn from the kids, and we can learn so much from you. I'm speaking to Rainey Fick from Ageless Grace. I'm so glad I met you this morning. I'm definitely going to look at your Facebook page, Ageless Grace with Rainey, and go and check out your web. And we'll have to wait until March until we can see you again at a workshop.
Yes, a training. I have a seminar that I do where I actually teach the tools of Ageless, the 21 tools of Ageless Grace for home use, so that everybody can do this at home. I maybe must mention this. Ageless Grace is really designed for everybody to do at home for 10 minutes every day to your favorite song, three of them. You pick three songs you love. I have little cards, play cards, that make it easy. Ageless Grace play cards, where there's 21 cards. I call them my 21 pills.
Okay.
What happens is you shuffle. You pick any three cards. Three different ways of moving your body is explained on the cards. It says it's got names like spaghetti spine or juicy joints or dive in.
Okay.
And you pick the card. It explains which body part you're moving and how to move it.
Tell us about the spaghetti spine.
The spaghetti spine is great. It's like being an al dente spaghetti. But what happens is you pick a song that you really love. You put it on. You sit in a chair and you just do, the card would say, move your back in any possible direction you can, sway to the sides. And this you're doing with the rhythm of the music. So it's a really lovely thing to do. You double take or you know, whatever. Mm. And then you make all these different movements with your body. You go around in a circle or this way, that way, you dive.
Okay.
And then what happens is the song would be more or less, most songs are 3.5 minutes.
Yes.
So if you have done three songs, you have done 10 minutes.
Wonderful.
And 10 minutes a day, you do the three cards, you put them away. Tomorrow you take that packet, you pick other three. After a week, you have done 20 different tools. So you have literally anti-aged your body in 21 different ways.
Wonderful. Now, when you come back in March, can you then buy these cards from you?
You can buy them today. You can buy them anytime from me. I have stock. I'm out in Blauberg, Blauberg Strand. If you phone me, I will. The cards are 130 rand a pack of cards. It's a little power pack because it really gives you the ability to do this at home. But then I have a seminar where I teach people the tools in detail and what to do at home. It's a 4-hour seminar that is part of the training I do. And I teach people how to do Ageless Grace in their personal home use.
Okay.
But then that is not giving a class. So they're not allowed to give a class. They're not certified to give a class, yet it's for personal home use.
All right.
Additional to that, I have the training where people qualify to be teachers.
And then they get a certificate.
And then they get a certificate.
Oh, wonderful. So if you need to know more about this, Facebook page, Ageless Grace with Rainey, and that will give you a link to the website.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Thank you very
much. I'm so glad that you came. I'm even sitting straight up. I don't want a spaghetti spine. Because I'm watching you. You're sitting so nice. Your posture is so great. So I've got to sit up as well.
No, you're beautiful just like that. Trust me.
Rainey, thank you so much for coming in and having a chat to us and informing us about Ageless Grace. I'm pleased to hear that it's also for kiddies and it's for home. And if you're certified, you can actually go out and give a class.
Yes, absolutely.
Wonderful. All the very best. And please, when you come back, please let us know in advance.
Of course.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Rainey.
Thank you.